Let us talk to Caroline in Citrus Springs, Florida, listening to us on Sirius XM channel 131. So, Caroline, how can we help you today?
I have a question about if I am in a setting where, like a Bible study, I have no problem with being comfortable and sharing. But when I get in a social situation, like a baby shower or a luncheon with the Bible study ladies or whatever, I get incredibly anxious. Anxious sometimes to the point of not wanting to go after I've gotten the food ready and gotten everything done, and I just go, nope.
I'm right
there
with you.
How long has this been happening?
I'm the same way.
How long has this been happening, Caroline?
A long time.
Okay, so earlier on I told another caller that the brain works by association.
Right.
And oftentimes it's in the subconscious here. So there's something to do with that kind of scenario that your brain is flagging a trigger to. A trigger is a reminder of something that happened to us in the past, something that was unpleasant. And so your brain is being reminded of a trigger, and it's starting to shut your body down to resist going and even leaving the house. If you were to think about it here, maybe just for a moment, what do you think that reminder could be of for you in your past history?
I have tried to figure this out, and I like I said, I am not shy typically. I am willing to speak out in Bible studies. I will engage with people. I can do real well on one-on-one or one-on-two, but if it gets to be more than that, I just get anxious.
Have you ever done therapy before, Caroline?
Not in this particular area. I've done quite a bit of therapy for my marriage and for other things, but not in this particular area. And the reason it's come up again is I just went to a potluck with my Bible study ladies, and it's like I sit there and don't even know what to say. I'm just...
You're flooded.
Here's my recommendation is a therapy called Eye Movement Desensitization Reprocessing. EMDR is what it's known for, short. And it's designed for exactly this type of thing, to help you connect what's happening with your mind and your body and your thoughts and your beliefs. And so I would suggest doing that, because there's different techniques in there to help you learn how to remember and learn how to calm your body down and learn how to change your belief for yourself. So if you've done therapy before and you know, maybe it's not really been for this particular thing, I would start there and see what comes out of that, because I think it can be very helpful for you.
Well, and you know, Caroline, the reason why you can't come up with it is for the reason why you need that help. That's what Mark's talking about. Your brain is locked in that this is a reality for you, but it's not. It just is, the brain is telling you, don't talk, don't go there. It's all locked down. So the EMDR will help. I also think that you just described two distinct kind of gatherings. When you're with your Bible study group one-on-one or one-on-two, it's a controlled setting. There's not going to be like this unknown that might occur. Even though it's the same people in a potluck, there's a lot of energy that's going in lots of different directions. And so it can be overwhelming. And that's where your brain gets flooded and you get frozen. And I agree with Mark's suggestion. EMDR therapy would be very helpful to unlock that pattern.
That makes a lot of sense, because to me it's weird to be willing to engage in a controlled setting, like discussing a Bible study, and then not be able to engage when it's social. So,
yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
It is weird, and because you're thinking about it primarily from the logical side of your brain, and but it's an emotional reaction, and those two things are not connected in those moments. So. Yeah. What would be a good resource, you think, Becky?
I was thinking about how people grow, just because it goes into just, you know, that developmental and just understanding those different ways that we experience life. And I love, Caroline, that you are willing to do whatever it is that needs to unlock this, because it's great to connect with our Bible study friends and beyond.